here's a story from The World.
According to the U.S. Office of Personnel Management, you had today off to recognize Christopher Columbus. According to a lot of others, today's holiday is Indigenous Peoples Day, a chance to rethink Columbus's legacy of violence toward the people who already lived in the so-called New World. In parts of Latin America, it's also a holiday and is known by different names. In Chile, it's called the Day of the Encounter of Two Worlds. In Peru, the Day of Indigenous Peoples. And in Mexico, it's called Día de la Raza, loosely translated to Day of Racial Remembrance. Mexico City has one statue of Christopher Columbus. It's long been mired in controversy. This weekend, the mayor there ordered it removed. On Saturday, overnight, a work crew quietly took the statue down. They wrapped it in plastic and hauled it away. The World's Jorge Valencia is on the line from Mexico City. Said the statue was taken down at night, spirited away. Jorge, it sounded kind of sudden. Why exactly did Mexico City remove the statue?
The official reason, according to the mayor of Mexico City, Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum, is that the statue was taken away for renovations. She spoke about it on Saturday, and if she sounds a little bit muffled, it's because she was out in public and she was wearing a face mask.
La decisión de quitar la estatua tiene que ver con un tema de...
So the mayor says that they had been planning to do renovations on the statue for a long time. It's important to highlight what you just pointed out, that it was done overnight without any type of fanfare. I mean, it was done very quietly. And also that there's a little bit of context surrounding the statue, which is that there had been groups that had been asking, demanding the city to take down the statue for years now. They had been vandalizing the statue. And some groups had said that they were going today on El Día de la Raza, they were going to take down the statue. So all of this is happening at the same time, and the mayor just says, look, it's just for renovation purposes, we took it away.
So now the statue's gone. It's going to get renovated. Does that mean that in Mexico, I mean, similar to here in the U.S., there's not a real consensus over removing a statue of Christopher Columbus?
No, there is not a consensus. It's similar to the way that it is in the U.S. in that some people find it offensive that statues of colonizers are there. They see it as a form of celebrating, literally elevating colonizers. And then there are people who believe that it is part of the country's history, that the statues were put there for a reason, that they should remain there. This is the sentiment in Mexico and in many countries in Latin America. The biggest difference is that in Mexico, at the very least, there aren't armed groups protecting these statues. But there is still, I mean, some controversy over it. There is disagreement. I spoke about this with Federico Navarrete. He's a historian here in Mexico City. And he says he believes that a majority of Mexicans believe that this statue shouldn't be up at all.
I think it speaks very clearly to the widespread feeling of most of Mexico's population, which is some sort of rejection of this kind of colonialism and the consequences it has brought upon indigenous history, upon Mexican history in general, and also particularly on the indigenous people of Mexico.
The president of Mexico, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, has made a point of including indigenous rights in his public rhetoric. He even asked Spain and the Vatican to apologize for colonizing what is now Mexico. How has that worked out, Jorge? And how do indigenous people in Mexico see moves like that?
Yeah, well, this was a very interesting gesture when President Andrés Manuel López Obrador sent a letter to the King of Spain and to the Pope saying that they should apologize to the people of Mexico. Some people thought that it was a good idea. And just so you know how at least that part of it ended was that there's been no apology. But it did spur debate here in Mexico. And there isn't a consensus about whether or not that's even necessary or that even would be right. And Mexico is a land of many indigenous communities. And so there are many different opinions on it. And in fact, one is actually that there shouldn't be an apology from Spain, there shouldn't be an apology from the Vatican, but there should be an apology from the Mexican government, because it has been the Mexican government, in their opinion, the primary force that has marginalized primarily indigenous communities, also Afro-Mexican communities, by the way. And so this is a debate that is ongoing, and it wouldn't just end if the King of Spain or the Pope apologized for it.
The World's Jorge Valencia speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks very much, Jorge.
Thanks, Marco.